This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Come, Holy Spirit, kindle within us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Boy, oh boy. Long story, huh? You're glad I let you sit down? Or asked you to sit down? In a nutshell, this sometimes confusing story can really be boiled down pretty simply. Jesus is walking along the road, and he sees a blind man. He sees him. He notices that he's blind. Immediately, the disciples want to get into blame. They want to say, who sinned? He's born blind. He must have sinned. Is it him or the parents? And Jesus says, neither one. Neither one. And then he takes spit and he mixes it in with the dirt and he makes mud and he spreads it on the guy's eyes, tells him to go wash in the pool, and now he sees. Those are the facts. He was blind and now he sees. So after this, all hell breaks loose, literally, literally. All the evil around there came rushing to the fore to try to condemn this man and to try to condemn Jesus. And nobody was focusing on the healing. So they take him to the Pharisees, the authorities of the Jews. Really, the translation, when we hear the Jews in this scripture, it's really the authorities of the Jews, the people in charge, the Pharisees. So they take him to these people in charge. And they say, what's going on here? How could this have happened? Who did this? And they interrogate him, and they interrogate him, and they interrogate him. And all he can say is, these are the facts. I was blind, but now I see. The disciples are focusing on the blame, but the Pharisees want to focus on the fact that Jesus had done this healing on the Sabbath day. And the law was that if you did any kind of medical intervention, any kind of healing on the Sabbath day, that it was against Jewish law, and that would be grounds for kicking him out. And they were looking for anything to get rid of Jesus too. So they were looking at that. Their disciples are looking about blame and trying to figure out theologically what's going on, and they all miss the point. Then they go to the parents, and they ask the parents, and the parents just say, he can speak for himself. But they also did this out of fear, missing the point. Because they knew that if they admitted that Jesus was of God, that they too could be kicked out. They're all missing the healing. So finally, when this guy says, well, maybe you're asking me so much because you want to be disciples of his too. And that just put him over the edge, and he kicks them out of town. I want to focus on two points in this story. The first one is something that we have a long, long way to go with in our society, not only in church, but in everyday life, with this blame if somebody is sick or something goes wrong. That's the first point. And the second point is, what's with the mud? What's with the mud? So those are the two points we're going to look at. God did not cause the man to be born blind so that works could be done. And I'm going to get a little academic here, because when I was in seminary, this just blew me away. And so please just forgive me, but I put together a little slideshow here for you. So, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus says, neither. Neither one. And then, in our scripture, the next slide will show us, this is the punctuation you see in the Bible, right? Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. That sounds like he's born blind for a purpose, that God made him be born blind, right? All right? Now look at this. Scholars have shown, people way smarter than me experts in the New Testament. The next slide. This phrase right here, he was born blind, is not in the original Greek. Not there at all. And they didn't use punctuation. And John was written in the latter part of the first century, something like 60 plus years after Jesus walked the earth. So the punctuation was added later. And scholars now think that when you take that out, put a period there, it makes this. Neither this man nor his parents sinned. Period. Period. So that God's works might be revealed in him, we must work the works of him who sent me. See how different that is? Huge difference. All right, and the next slide just shows you the before and after. So we take this out and then put a period and then begin the sentence again. We realize then in the next slide, God did not make the man blind so that works might be revealed in him. God would not do that. How many times if we get sick or something bad happens to us, we say, what did I do to deserve this? Why me, right? I know I've said that a million times. God doesn't do bad things to us to teach us a lesson. We do just fine by ourselves doing that. We do just fine by ourselves. And God is there ready to pick up the pieces. There's a little paraphrase of the Bible called The Message that I've used a lot. I know I've read from it to you before. And the very beginning of this gospel, Peterson, just beautiful the way he expresses it. It's in John chapter 9. He says, walking down the street, Jesus saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, causing him to be born blind? Jesus said, you're asking the wrong question, period. You're looking for someone to blame. There is no such cause and effect here. Look instead for what God can do now. We need to be energetically at work for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When night falls, the workday is over. For as long as I am in the world, there's plenty of light. I am the world's light. I am the world's light. And now we know in the resurrection that Christ is still here, is still the light. Wants us to focus on the healing, not the blame, not the letter of the law, but the healing at work in and through the power of Christ for ourselves and for this hurting world. And instead of asking, why me? What did I do to deserve this? It's what now? What can I do to prevent this from happening in the future? How can I help? What can I do? Not the devil made me do it. Okay, so that's that. Now the mud thing. So if we could see slide 7. Then he spat on the ground and he made mud with the saliva. So he spit into the mud, right? Mixed it together and put it on the guy's eyes. And then he told him to go wash, and the man received his sight. The man received his sight. When you think of it, that he's taking the dirt, he's taking the raw elements of creation, he's taking any messiness that we have in our lives, incorporating his own body into it, and healing it, and healing it. Any muddiness, and God knows we can muck things up pretty well, Jesus takes that same muck and heals. The same messiness of our lives, if we're willing to acknowledge that it is mistakes, if we're willing to acknowledge our own part in things and take a look at it in the fresh air, God can heal that. If we're willing to admit that we've got to lean on that power greater than ourselves. And when there's illness or situations that affect us, that are out of our control, that are totally out of our control, when we feel like we're in the mud up to our necks because we're worried about ourselves or someone else, and it feels like quicksand, Jesus is right there, ready to hold us close, to guide us, to comfort us, begging us to turn, begging us to look and to heal, to see light revealed in the darkness, to help us see. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, okay, that's the way you want me to go. That's the perspective I need to have. In closing, it's worth repeating the story that we touched on last week that I think Mike talked about when we were in one of the little schools in the village of Gautier, and there was a young girl there who was doing an exercise with us, and she lived in this same town, extremely poor, tin shacks, lean-tos, no sewage treatment, plenty of sewage. And the question posed to her was, where do you see God? And her answer was, I see God when I'm happy, I see God when I'm sad, and I especially see God when things are going wrong in my family. I see God there comforting and guiding us and holding us close. That's where I see God. And she saw God in situations that we can hardly imagine in our little corner of the world. Whatever the messiness of our lives right now, whatever illness, worry, grief, or fear we are experiencing, God knows the facts already and invites us to truly see what can be revealed for us, what can be healed. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for being with us. Thank you for giving us eyes to see, minds with which to think, hearts with which to feel. Thank you for guiding us, for showing us the way when we sometimes wonder if there is a way. Help us know how to see you, where to see you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.